Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Chad and Ballsy believe there are three kinds of people, those who can count and those who can't. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
What's going on? Yesterday was nice, man. Yesterday was really nice.
Shoveled some dirt and...
You did yard work? Are you still doing yard work? Can't you just wrap it up for the season? You don't even get to go out in your yard much anymore. So why are you doing yard work?
Because you got to have it ready to go so that when it comes around the next year, you don't go out and appreciate it. But you have to have it there for
That's not how it's going to be, though. So you're going to do all this work.
Yeah.
Okay. And then come spring, you're going to have to revamp all that work because of what winter's done to it. So why wouldn't you just wait until spring and then just do it? And then you have a brand new yard, brand new yard work to appreciate for the year.
Here's the thing. When you move into somebody else's home and they have a definite plan of how they want things, it's your home too, but it's mostly their home.
It's a cooperative, so you need to do the work, the volunteer work.
No, she does the work too, but what I'm saying is, no, she works very hard, but she has a plan on what she wants.
Yeah.
And who am I to tell her that her plan is wrong? Because
is there a whipping sound? Can we get that somewhere?
Oh, don't... Hey, listen.
Whipping sound somewhere?
Listen, if you're a heterosexual man, a woman has the most powerful muscle in the world.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah. Not just heterosexual men either, but yeah.
No, if you're a heterosexual man...
No, but I said not just heterosexual men either. It could be anybody, really, that'll fall for that charm. But yeah, okay, you do you. I mean, you say that's your defense. That's fine. That's okay. Whatever.
Oh, you're not whipped?
Not at all. Wolf News. I go up to my wife and I say, "What? You want me to do that? I don't think so. I'm the man of the house.
And I'll pay somebody to do it.
And then I will do that in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
First, is there some nail polish you'd like me to pick up?
Can I do your pedicure for you?
Would you like me to go get groceries?
There's visual evidence of that.
Saskatchewan is at an all-time high for hospitalizations due to COVID-19. 265 are in hospital with 54 in intensive care. Of the 265, 201 were not fully vaccinated. The SHA is dealing with another suspected outbreak at Parkside Extendicare. Visitation have been limited in the south wing of the nursing home. Parkside is where 39 died from COVID last year. The City of Regina's mid-year financial report looks pretty good. Regina sits in the black with a projected surplus of $3.3 million. And despite being in the middle of a pandemic, more than half of Canadian employees report working while feeling unwell at least once a week.
All right, the Hamilton Tiger Cats beat the lowly Ottawa Redblacks last night 24-7. It got so bad for Ottawa, they lost both their quarterbacks, Matt Nichols, the old noodle arm, and Dominique Davis, who likes to throw to the other team. Receiver Nate Behar finished the game in the fourth as the quarterback. CFL has announced that BC Lions defensive back Gary Peters has been suspended one game. He verbally abused a doping person, too. What is going on now? This is an epidemic. So anyway, he might appeal so he could play Friday. If not, he won't play Friday against the Rough Riders. Meantime, Brett Boyko expected to start for the Riders at left tackle, and Ed Gainey's going to return to the Riders secondary. The Rays clinched the playoff spot with a 7-1 win over the Jays. Just one day after Toronto manager Charlie Montoya downplayed the fact that Tampa Rays center fielder Kevin Kiermaier scooped up a scouting card that fell out of the Jays catcher Alejandro Kirk's wristband. As water under the bridge, fireworks erupted. The pitcher of the Jays, Ryan Barucki, plunked Kiermaier to open the eighth inning, and then words were exchanged, and the benches cleared. No punches
but
thrown.
But the card fell out.
He took it back to the dugout. The Jays asked for it back. He wouldn't give it back. They said nothing happened. No, they were stealing. So listen, really cheating? The Astros used garbage cans to win a World Series and weren't forced to give it up.
And Pete Rose. Can't forget Pete Rose.
He should be back in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
This is Wolf Weather.
Every time that comes up.
That's every time.
That's always my argument.
Yeah, every time.
20 with a mix of sun and cloud today. 1 overnight tonight with clear skies. 16 tomorrow and sunny and warming back up into the weekend. Right now, mainly clear and 11 at the wall.
After being together for 10 years, Chad wondered to himself,
oh, did I make the right decision to stay with Ballsy for 10 years?
Chad, I can hear you.
What? How?
What? Ham! Such an ass.
Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on 104.9 The Wolf.
You hire services because you're not a handy person.
Yeah.
When the person comes and does the work,
yeah.
I'm one of those. You have to hire people because you can't just remodel your own bathroom. Maybe you can, Chad, but I can't.
Right.
You pay the money, or you should pay the money once they've done the work.
Right, yeah.
And if you don't, you wonder to yourself, how do these guys get the money from the deadbeat customers? Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes they can't get the money from the deadbeat customers, but they could take matters into their own hands. Like this Colorado contractor who took a sledgehammer to a customer's bathroom because she only paid part of her bill.
Uh-huh.
Here's the actual audio.
Okay, let's hear it.
I get it.
No, you don't.
I do understand.
Oh, no.
We put weeks into this. Thousands of dollars into this.
I do understand. Sir, please stop. Please stop.
Is somebody going to pay me?
Sir, I'm just asking you to stop. It's not your house to destroy.
It is my property. I have receipts for everything.
Let me take something.
No contractor in the state of Colorado will fix that when they found out I took it back. Because you refuse to pay me.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but to me that sounds rigged, doesn't it? Like, wouldn't she be a little more irate if...
So I've seen a lot of these videos online lately. Like, there's a lot of the contractor retribution videos going around. I saw one where somebody didn't pay a contractor to replace their front door. So the contractor hooked a chain up to the front door and drove off. With the front door, right?
Okay.
So I saw that as well, and the person kind of... There was a little bit of dramatized stuff.
Do you think this is a scare tactic?
No, I think it's all set up nine times out of ten. Because first off, despite the fact that maybe the contractor's right in doing so, you can't just walk into somebody's house with a sledgehammer. That's called breaking and entering.
Well, and who would let you into the home? And if they were actually smashing... your bathroom, wouldn't you actually be a little bit more irate?
Well, sir, I'd be calling the police.
Sir, you can't do that.
Yeah.
This is my
sir,
bathroom.
Don't do that. Don't do that. But I understand it. I get it. Like, I get why the contractor would be doing it, but that's a little... It's also not... Like, as a contractor, wouldn't you want to take the pieces off?
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't you try and save the stuff if you did pay for it? It's like, save it so you can use it for another job or,
well,
like, just tear it off the wall.
Here's probably a good way to see if this was set up.
Yeah.
If the toilet is, like, lime green or rusty orange from, like, 1985, you know the dude hasn't redone the bathroom.
Right, yeah.
He's just...
Well, I know, I do...
Maybe that's his...
I do honestly
the
think there's... I think that there are relatively new bathrooms... But I just think it's set up for views on like, because you get paid a lot for any, if you have a video that has a ton of views, more than probably a bathroom renovation is going to cost you. So I understand, you know what I mean? Essentially it comes down to this, Ballsy. Apparently not everything you see on the internet is real. I know.
What?
Yeah, I know.
You're kidding me.
Believe me, there was a huge misunderstanding last night between me and the pizza delivery guy. It's horrible.
The opinions expressed on the Chad and Ballsy Show are very much those of the participants, and they take full credit. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on 104.9 The Wolf.
Hotels can be disgusting. We all know this. If you've ever traveled anywhere, you know that you probably got some nightmare story of a weird thing you found in a hotel room or a gross thing you found in a hotel room. Again, we go to TikTok. A user on TikTok is a former hotel employee, and she's saying things you should avoid in hotel rooms. Now, we've always known the comforter is something you should never use, and that's true. Don't ever use the comforter. They don't wash it as much as they probably should, or most hotels don't. Some do, maybe.
So do you pack your own blankets to stay warm?
Well, the blankets are fine. It's the comforter. It's the top
thing. You want another layer, you get another blanket from the front,
but you don't need that thing, do you? If anything, I always throw it off because it just gets in the way. Like, it's just kind of, yeah. It's never overly comforting anyway.
I just need a sheet.
There are some shocking things, though. They say, she says that you should never use the coffee machine in a hotel room.
I never do.
Yeah, she said, you would be surprised how many people use it as a urinal. Yeah. Because people are disgusting. People are gross. Another simple thing she says you should never use is the ice bucket unless it has a liner. Lots of places will have liners for ice buckets, but she said a lot of people will get sick in hotel rooms and they'll use the ice bucket as a puke bucket.
So they don't clean them or what?
Well, they do, but I mean, the idea of it, right? Another thing they should you should never do is you should never put your face anywhere near the carpet. Okay, she said that the carpet is nasty in hotel rooms. They don't ever do a deep clean on it.
I actually, when I stay in a hotel, I like to go to hotels where there's the hard floor.
Yeah, right.
Carpet floor. You can find hotel. That's kind of one of the things that I look at when I see rooms online. Oh, that one's okay. I'll stay there.
Or Airbnbs. You can find. Yeah. Airbnbs are going to be no better.
Yeah.
And they say you can tell. When you go to a hotel, you'll never find that their flip-flops or their slippers are white. They're always black. Because even the hotels know that their floors are disgusting.
Gross. Yeah.
And another thing she says, this is, again, a former hotel employee, says you should always wear flip-flops in the shower. Because she said, you would be amazed how many people poop in the shower. Like, how many times you go to clean a room and there's poop in the shower?
Yeah, I'd like to know, it probably changes, but I'd like to know what floors they start cleaning on, because I want to be on that floor. Like, I don't want to be on the 11th floor when somebody's cleaning on the first floor, because by the end, you got to be tired of dealing with people's crap, and you're half-assed cleaning.
Literally
the end.
Crap. And this one is kind of a shocker to me. The glasses in a hotel room, which I hate using anyway, but the glasses in a hotel room, you should never use them, because they said half the time they just Windex them. Like, sometimes some hotels will just spray them with Windex. They won't even give them a wash.
Yeah, but now a lot of hotels that you go into, aren't they wrapped in some sort of plastic or paper now?
Some are. Yeah, some come, like, pre-wrapped, so they you know, give you the illusion they're clean.
I don't know what hotel this lady or person worked at, but I think it was the one with the H that was out.
Yeah, and it was the one that says rent by the hour.
Yeah.
And you thought Bert and Ernie had a weird relationship. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on 104.9 The Wolf.
Some people lack email etiquette. And by some people, there's one person in this studio that lacks email etiquette sometimes.
Why?
You come across as very aggressive in emails sometimes.
I'm not going to piss around with, hey, how's it going? Hope your dog's doing well.
No, that's not even it. It's just,
like,
it can be words like this, okay? So, and they're passive-aggressive sayings. So, there are going to be people that are overly sensitive about things, but, for instance, per my last email.
Yeah.
Per my last email means, hey, pay attention.
Yeah.
Right? That's kind of, it's the passive aggressive way of saying.
Yeah.
But they say, instead of saying per my last email, you should say, I'm following up on the below. So in other words, hey, I'm following up on this. Have you started?
I could have said, dumbass, read your email. I could have.
For future reference.
Probably should have.
For future reference is something that some people consider passive aggressive. It's kind of like saying, hey, you got it wrong. This is something you should see so you don't get it wrong next time. They say, instead of saying for future reference in an email, you should say, in case it's helpful. In case it's helpful.
Oh, come on, snowflake.
What about this one? Bumping this to the top of your inbox. So some people will title something like that. Well, they say you should just say, I know you're busy, but I thought I'd check in on this.
Or you could say, hey, quit ignoring me.
Yeah, but you're not going to get friends that way.
I don't want friends. I want work colleagues at
Polar Reed. But even then, nobody's going to want to work for... Honestly, even for me, if somebody sends me an email like that, not management, because management you have to listen to, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if it's like one of my peers and they send me an email like that, I immediately bump you to the last thing I'm going to do for the day.
What if I've sent you that email four times and you still don't answer?
I still won't. Because
an idiot.
Well, if we're on the first email and you're talking like that already, no, get out of my face. We're on the fourth time and you're starting to be like, hey, listen up, dumbass.
Yeah.
All right, then maybe I should listen up. But that's not how it is.
Yeah.
Okay. People, and this one, going forward, the phrase going forward, some people say you should just say, how about we try doing? That's the less passive aggressive one. Hey, listen, man, I'm on board. Some people are overly sensitive with emails. But again, you have to understand, emails don't, like, tone doesn't come across in email.
So you know why when people say, when they put us all in these email chains, me and you and stuff, yeah. You know why now I've resorted to not even a opening them up, but if I do open them up, I don't even answer? Because I couldn't do what you just described. I just would get so mad.
Why?
I would. Well, I don't have etiquette. You're
my,
right.
My big thing is, if I'm going to be angry about the email, mm-hmm. I just don't respond. If I know that I'm going to be mad about it, mm-hmm. I just either ignore it or I will find them, and this is crazy, address it in person.
Yeah, that's what I like to do.
Because if you address it in person, mm-hmm. there's tone. And you can hear what I'm saying.
You can
understand how I'm saying it to you.
Do you know this thing we hold in our hand, this phone?
Yeah.
You can actually call somebody on it and they answer on the other side?
No, I disagree. I don't think that's possible. Wait a minute. These things make sounds other than music?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. So, like, other than YouTube videos, I can actually call somebody up and their voice will come out the other end?
Right.
No, I don't believe that.
Chad and Ballsy are great at multitasking. They can waste time, be unproductive, and procrastinate all at once. Chad and Ballsy on 104.9 The Wolf.
Well, the older you get, you start looking at your body and you get some structural damage. The top starts falling into the bottom, or you start looking at maybe some of the wrinkles
on
your face.
Do you worry about that?
I'm starting to look at my face now a little bit, and I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I'm still work out and everything. I'm in decent shape.
Right.
But I just, anyway, I don't think I'd ever go to the extent of plastic surgery, and certainly not when I read what this Michigan plastic surgeon told us. Here are three crazy things you didn't know about plastic surgery. If you smoke and have a breast reduction, your nipples can turn black and fall off.
What?
True story.
That seems like a lie.
That's from a Michigan plastic surgeon. If you have a nose job...
Your nipples can fall off, everybody.
Yeah, Dr. TikTok.
Yeah.
He says if you have a nose job, there's a good chance a doctor stuffed cocaine up your nose. So you've done coke. Okay. That's what he said. No, serious.
I don't believe any of this. But go ahead. Keep going.
Okay.
Why cocaine? What's the reason behind it?
Well, it's something to do medically. I don't know.
I don't believe it, but carry on.
Sometimes. Okay, but we'll believe investment advice from TikTok.
Yep.
Okay, sure. And sometimes plastic surgeons insert pig skin to help reduce complications from breast implants.
Okay.
Breast implants.
That one I probably... believe. Like, that one seems believable to me because we use, like, pig hearts and things like that in people. So, okay, fine.
You'll buy one of the three.
I'll go with that. But why would they use cocaine in a nose job? And why would your nipples turn black if you smoked? Those ones, I need the scientific backing.
Okay. But he's a Michigan plastic surgeon.
Is he a Michigan plastic surgeon, does he sell plastics at a Michigan
hardware store?
I sell pipes. I sell plumbing. That's what I do.
Hey, in this day and age, listen,
guys, let's say if you smoke, your nipples will fall off. Oh, man, I bet people will believe that.
You don't think they will in this day and age?
No, I know. That's the sad thing. They will.
People are probably lined up at a hardware store right now. Like, you know what? I need my lips done.
Wolf Management has told Chad and Ballsy to stop asking listeners to send money to them at the radio station. From now on, please send it directly to their homes. Chad and Ballsy on 104.9 The Wolf.
Hey, listen. I will admit when I'm wrong, and, all right, I'm wrong. Apparently, they do use cocaine in a nose after you get a nose job. They do put cocaine in your nose.
And your nipples can fall off.
And your nipples can fall off if you get a breast lift and you're a smoker, because the smoking, the nicotine and the carbon monoxide in the cigarette cuts off blood flow to your nipples. and they can turn black and fall off. So,
listen, maybe Charlie Sheen, he was being, you know, maybe Charlie Sheen and those kind of guys like Reggie Slack, yeah. they were looking to be healthy. They wanted a better blood flow through their body.
That's why Ricky Henderson would bash his face into the dugout.
Yeah.
Between every at bat, he'd be like, "Hey, listen, I need some cocaine for my nose."
Fuhr can't be clotting up when a guy's coming down the wing with a slap shot.
Exactly. That's right. Actually, I think the cocaine helps you clot up. No, wait.
No, it keeps the blood flowing so you don't clot up.
I don't know. They just shove cocaine in their nose.
What's better than the Chad and Ballsy show? Lots of things. But thanks for listening anyway. Chad and Ballsy on The Wolf.
Jessica Rabbit was a sex symbol. And if you don't know who Jessica Rabbit is, I suggest you go watch Who Framed Roger Rabbit. I mean, it's one of those. It was kind of ahead of its time. It was like a real world thing with cartoons brought in. It was Space Jam before Space Jam,
right?
You understand? And Jessica Rabbit was this big, you know, was a
she was
vavoom, like very you know, very
curvy.
Yeah,
she was a curvy rabbit.
No, she wasn't a rabbit. She was she was a person.
Yeah,
but she was married to Roger Rabbit.
Roger Rabbit, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And then,
last name Rabbit.
Yeah, yeah. So they have the Who Framed Roger Rabbit ride at Disneyland.
Mm.
And Disneyland has now changed her look. So instead of her wearing the red dress, which is what she was known for.
Iconic.
She's now wearing a trench coat and hat, and she's a private eye. And in the original Who Framed Roger Rabbit ride, she was a damsel in distress. The weasel came along, threw her in the trunk of a car.
Right.
And then you would chase after her through the ride and try and rescue her. Now she's a private eye, so she's in charge of the situation. And she's... Okay, so... people are up in arms about this because they're saying, how dare you change Jessica Rabbit? People are being too sensitive about this. She's just... And some people are saying, what's wrong with being Jessica Rabbit? She was a beautiful, sexy woman who was very loyal to her husband. She was, you know, like, right.
I agree with those people.
I don't. Because who's the sensitive one? Who are the sensitive people nowadays?
Well, I mean, like, I'm not going to go on the ride because they changed it.
But people aren't.
Well, that's stupid.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, why do we need to change everything? Why?
But why does it matter? Because you're never going to go on the ride.
Well, that's not Jessica Rabbit. Jessica Rabbit is Jessica Rabbit for what you just described. That's not Jessica Rabbit. Make it Jennifer Rabbit, her sister. That's not Jessica Rabbit.
But it is. It's still her character. Like, so what happens if we put Roger Rabbit in a...
Was she a PR?
But if they put Roger Rabbit in a trench coat, do you think people would be like, oh my God, you changed the character?
I would. So, let's hear this here. Now, once again, I don't lay awake at night saying, oh my God, it's not the real Jessica Rabbit. But let's be honest here. Do we have to change everything? Was there a sequel to Roger Rabbit where she was a private eye? Can you help me out here?
No.
There you go. So why can't we just have it the way that it was? You know why? Because of the small faction of people that like to complain about everything.
No, it's called just change. There's nothing wrong with change. Like, I agree with you that, like, for
it's
me...
It's like beauty pageants. Listen, it's not everybody's cup of tea, but nobody forced those women to get on a stage, compete in the beauty pageant, and put on a bathing suit. Nobody forced them to. Nobody said, you gotta do it. Yeah. They willingly did it. There's a market for it. People like it, both men and women.
But nobody's forcing you to watch it if you're upset with the change.
Yeah, that's right.
They just don't watch it.
That's right. But people
do. But that's not how people are. People, like, to me, what's worse than the people that change it are the people who relentlessly complain about change.
Exactly. So don't complain about a ride where a woman's in a nice dress because you're... Why did they change it?
Or don't complain about the ride changing that you're never going to go on.
I can't afford to go to Disneyland anyway, so I don't care.
Chad once had to explain to his very young son that it's perfectly normal to accidentally poop in your pants. But his son still makes fun of him anyway. Go figure. Chad and Ballsy on The Wolf.
So one of the things I got for my birthday, September 1st, was a couple of packages of Saks underwear.
Yeah.
Okay, and Saks feel very nice. They're very expensive.
Sure. Well, they're pricey.
They're Saks because, Like, the name doesn't lie.
Yeah,
it sucks right up in there.
Yeah, it's meant to keep your boys close to home.
I don't like it. I think it's a waste of money. No disrespect to my girlfriend, but like, I spend the whole day secretly reaching down my crotch to pull them out.
You're not very secret about it.
Well, I know. Well, with you, I'm not. You do things to me in this control room that you don't care about.
I'm just laughing because you said secretly and it's not secretly.
Secretly in public, I don't care about you. You're like a brother. I don't care what you see me do. Anyway, it is a total waste of money.
No, I disagree. I love my sex.
I wrote down a few other things that are a total waste of money. I had a guy, buddy, he's on a bowling team and he actually gets those Charlie Sheen bowling shirts. What a waste of money.
Those are expensive too, some of them.
I know.
Yeah.
And all you need to bowl are shoes and low self-esteem. That's all you need. You don't need a fancy shirt, but maybe that's why you get it. Other thing too, the razors that the big super duper razors that have like four blades. I'm sorry, but if I'm shaving my face, okay, you spend like $19 for two of those razors, okay? If I'm shaving my face with a three blade razor and a hair is still there, it deserves to be there if it survived.
You're talking like Mach 3 razors.
Yeah, that's a waste of money.
Well, I mean, especially men's shaving devices are crazy because you'll get the ones like razors that shake. Because, the vibration brings the hair out even more. Does it? Does it really?
No, it gives me cuts because...
Well, I've never noticed how that's a closer shave than the double razor ones I can buy at Steve's Shop-O-Mart. And,
exactly. Double D-40 and WD-40 and a couple of razors.
Yeah, that's right. I shave like Rambo in the morning anyway. I just use a knife.
And then the other thing that's a waste of money are those fancy air fresheners you have in your car. Like, if I get into your car and I smell rainforest.
Yeah, I know ass is going into my nose because that's what it is. You're just covering the
sense. That's right. What did you do in this car before I got in it that you made it, you needed to make it smell like a rainforest?
What you're telling me is
chocolate chips.
You haven't done a deep clean on this vehicle for quite a while and you're just trying to cover up the smell.
Yeah, so save money on the air fresheners and actually clean the car.
Mm-hmm. I always, guys who buy like really expensive body washes, I always find that to be a little bit of a waste. It's like, for instance, I got this body wash one time for Christmas because it's something I would never buy, but it smelled really, really, really good. It's this David Beckham body wash. And I'm like, okay. And I try it. It smells great.
Yeah.
But it's a bottle of body wash, dude. That's like $45.
Oh, I know. There are some.
And they're small, but it's a small bottle. It's not even a big, it's like a normal size bottle of body wash.
And do you notice when you get to, because I have the same, not a Beckham one, but I got a high priced one.
Yeah.
And when you get to the bottom of the bottle, the smell's gone. Like, there's still some in there. I'm rubbing it on me last night, and I'm like, I still smell like crap.
Or what about people who use like these pastes and stuff for their hair? Like, just get dippity-doo and be done.
Well, Chrisinda pulls me aside and we do this face thing. We have like three different creams to put on my face.
I don't need to know about what you guys do with face creams and things like that. Oh, you have like a regiment?
Yes.
Do you at night?
Yeah,
get out the buffer.
She doctored
like
me up.
Waxer.
She doctored me up with all these three different creams. I felt like I was in a NASCAR pit crew. There's like,
You
got to get ready for bed.
Do you have your man card there, or did you already hand it in?
Lately, it's been getting harder to get out of a warm bed in the morning, but knowing that you'll be listening to Chad and Ballsy should make you wake up nice and bright.
I mean, it doesn't, but it should.
We'll keep working on it. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
Do you ever wonder where some of the phrases we say come from? Chris and I were talking about we might have to make an expense and spend on something. And my significant other, and I can't even talk. And I said, we're going to have to bite the bullet. And I was why do people say that? So I actually looked into some of these phrases. So bite the bullet, it was back in the day when they didn't have painkillers for military soldiers.
Yeah.
And they had to literally bite the bullet when they were going into surgery. So they put a bullet between their teeth and bite on it.
Mm.
That's what they do. So
that sounds great.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
How about jumping on the bandwagon? In the mid-18... You hear that in sports a lot, right? Right? In the mid-1800s, circuses would parade around town before setting up with the bandwagon leading the parade. Politicians would rent space on the bandwagon to get more FaceTime with the people out there.
Right.
So that's why they call it jumping on the bandwagon.
Gotcha.
How about straight from the horse's mouth? My dad uses that all the time. Right. Straight from the horse's mouth.
Which means, like, you heard it straight from the person who said it.
Yeah, well, purchasing a horse was an expensive endeavor, and unless you knew where to look, you could easily be swindled back in the day. So a horse's teeth could tell you all you needed to know, the age, the health, and the general condition. So straight from the horse's mouth.
Got it.
That's where it is.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's pretty cool. And put your best foot forward. You always hear that one? When bowing to nobility, so if I bow to you, Chad, a gentleman back in the day would literally put his best foot forward, extending his leg to take the bow. That's why you say put your best foot
forward. So you have a best foot?
Yeah, well, you do. No.
The left one's a little...
No, crazy. When you teach receivers how to run, because I used to be a receivers coach, when you teach receivers how to run, so you stand, even when you're sprinting, and you fall forward, okay?
Right.
Whichever foot goes forward, whichever foot catches you, that's the one you put at the line of scrimmage, and you drop the other one back. That's your dominant foot, so that's your best foot.
Well,
so
you're going to fall forward. That assumes that I run. I don't run.
Well, if you're going to the fridge, which one would you lean forward and... I don't know what else.
If I'm reaching in the back of the fridge.
Yeah.
No, I get that. Probably, let me see.
Yeah, you're reaching to the back there.
And I'm reaching for ice cream.
Ice cream, yeah.
My left.
Your left, so go with your left now.
I'm learning so much today.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.